would you say to a horse to urge him on, to make him come on to you?
Let him get up.
Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still and you're just starting?
Well, more that when he's standing still.
You tell him to get up. What if he's moving a little bit? You want him to move on a little faster? You
just pull a line to him, get up and like that and get faster.
And he really does go faster.
Yeah.
What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Whoa. And when backing him into a buggy, what would you say?
Let him back up there.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Call them, some of them call hoop, peas, pigs, like that. Mm-hmm. They got something that know what you mean, you come next.
How do you call your sheep to get them from the pasture?
Call sheep to get them from the pasture? I'm gonna buy sheep.
How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
Chick, 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 like that. They're coming up.
They come right on to you. They know when it's feeding time.
That's right.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
kiss my horse.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Line.
Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
With a
if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called.
I thought I heard you call that horse on the left side.
And when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrows?
Can you think of it?
Mm-hmm. When you plow and you're using two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrows?
Well, I remember. I did it many times. All you call it mule, yes, on the right-hand side.
And if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
ways over.
If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a... You might have what?
A little further to go.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
He slipped on the ice and fell this way.
He fell farther.
Okay. And if he fell that way,
he fell back.
Did you catch any fish? No.
No. Not a one.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me?
I ain't done that, okay?
Someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No, ma'am.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
No.
Now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have trouble when
he get old.
Who would you call trenches cut by a flower?
Full.